May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable to you in your eyes, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Today we gather for the 26th Sunday after Pentecost, reflecting on God's Word through a range of scriptures. If you're new to Anglican worship, you might wonder, why do we read so many different passages in one service? The Anglican Church of Canada's adaptation of the Revised Common Lectionary structures these readings to give us a balanced encounter with Scripture over 3 years. Each Sunday, the Old Testament, Psalms, New Testament, and Gospel readings work together to reveal a central theme, inviting us to reflect deeply on God's Word. Today's passages speak to faithfulness amidst waiting and uncertainty. From Hannah's story of prayer and trust to Jesus' warning about being led astray, to the assurance of Christ's finished work, these readings challenge us to stay faithful to God's voice, even if life feels hopeless sometimes. Even the structure of our service reflects the journey of life. We confess our need for God, hear His word, and respond in prayer, followed by the Eucharist, experiencing God's divine presence with us. This liturgical rhythm mirrors the spiritual journey of faith, acknowledging, listening, trusting, and responding. Today, let's reflect on the scriptures to help nurture our faith in God's love and hope. Let's start with Hannah's historical context, trusting God in a time of crisis. Hannah's story is set during the time of the Judges, around 1100 to 1000 BCE. This was a period of instability in Israel's history. The book of Judges sums it up. In those days, there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in their own eyes. Spiritually and politically, in the ancient Near East, Israel was fragmented, longing for renewal and leadership. In this chaotic context, Hannah's personal story mirrors the struggles of her nation. She was barren, without a child, in a society where a woman's value was tied to her ability to bear children. To make matters worse, her husband's other wife, Peninnah, mocked her relentlessly. These personal and cultural pressures crushed Hannah's spirit. But instead of despairing, Hannah turned to God. In her distress from anxiety and vexatiousness, Hannah prayed fervently. Hannah poured out her heart and made a vow. If God gave her a son, she would dedicate him to the Lord's service. Her prayer in 1 Samuel chapter 1:10 is raw and vulnerable. She was deeply distressed and prayed to the Lord and wept bitterly. But what's remarkable is that even when Eli, the priest, misunderstood her heartfelt prayer and accused her of being drunk, Hannah stood firm. Hannah explained herself and continued to trust in God's provision. Hannah's perseverance shows a faith that refuses to be swayed by misunderstandings, criticisms, or dismissal. God answered Hannah's prayer with the birth of Samuel. But Samuel was much more than just a personal blessing to Hannah. Samuel became a pivotal figure in ancient Near East Israel's history. Samuel was the last judge of ancient Near East history of Israel, serving during the transition from the chaotic period of the judges to the establishment of the monarchy. As both a prophet and a priest, Samuel was instrumental in restoring spiritual leadership to Israel's story. Most notably, Samuel anointed Israel's first two kings, Saul and David. Through King David's lineage, the Messiah, Jesus Christ, would eventually come. Hannah's willingness to surrender Samuel to God's service underscores an important truth. Our faithfulness and sacrifices can have far-reaching consequences beyond what we see. Samuel's life was a direct result of Hannah's faith, and his leadership shaped the spiritual and political direction of Israel's history. For us today, Samuel's story reminds us that when we offer our lives or the things we value most to God, He can use them in ways that impact not only us, but generations to come. There's a saying, helping a child helps a family. Help one family, help a community, and so on. Maybe this is the living hope, living God in us, in the Messiah. Now let's get to Hannah's song and Mary's Magnificat, the song that we just sang, which is a parallel of faith and hope. After God answered Hannah's prayer, Hannah responded with a song of praise. Her song is a beautiful declaration of God's justice, faithfulness, and power. Hannah praises God for lifting the lowly, humbling the proud, and filling the hungry with good things. Centuries later, Mary, the mother of Jesus, would echo these themes in her Magnificat, found in the Gospel of Luke. Like Hannah, Mary rejoiced in God's faithfulness, exulting in His power to bring justice and hope to the humble and oppressed. Both songs celebrate the same God who works through ordinary people to accomplish extraordinary things. This connection between Hannah's song and Mary's Magnificat reminds us of the continuity of God's work across history and time. Just as God brought forth Samuel to guide Israel, He brought forth Jesus to bring salvation to the world. Both women trusted in God's promises, even in the face of uncertainty, and their faithfulness became part of God's redemptive plan. In Numbers 6, the Nazirite vow outlined a way for individuals to be set apart for God's service. Nazirites abstained from wine, avoided contact with the dead, and let their hair grow long as signs of their dedication. We find Nazirites in what comes to mind as Samson or John the Baptist. These outward actions symbolized an inward commitment to live holy for God. Samuel was dedicated to God in a way that reflected the Nazirite vow. From birth, he was set apart for sacred service, living a life that reflected his calling. His mother Hannah ensured that he was raised in the temple to fulfill the vow she made to the Lord and took care of him until Samuel was weaned. For us, while we may not take a formal Nazirite vow, we are still called to live lives that are set apart for God's glory. Through our baptism, we are consecrated to God, invited to live in holiness and faithfulness. Like Hannah, we are called to offer our lives and our gifts to God, trusting that God will use them for good. In today's gospel, Jesus warns the disciples, "Beware that no one leads you astray." He speaks of future trials, wars, natural disasters, and false teachers who will claim to have the answers. These warnings were deeply unsettling, especially as Jesus foretold the destruction of the temple, the center of their worship and identity. But Jesus assures us that these events are not the end. They are the birth pangs of God's renewal. Birth pangs are painful, but they lead to something beautiful: new life. This image invites us to trust that God is at work, even in the midst of chaos or uncertainty. Hannah's story connects to this warning. Despite being mocked, misunderstood, and accused of being drunk, Hannah remained faithful to God. Hannah didn't seek validation from Peninnah or even her husband Eli, but kept her focus on God. Hannah's story reminds us of Jesus' words, "My sheep hear my voice." When the world around us is loud with distractions and false promises, we are called to listen to Jesus and follow him. Do not be fooled into seeking validation from those who are determined to misunderstand or mistreat you. Like Hannah, trust your righteousness will shine before the sun in Jesus. Birth pangs are painful, but they signify the beginning of new life. Jesus uses this image to remind us that our struggles, while difficult, are not meaningless. They are part of God's redemptive work, preparing the world for God's kingdom. Hannah experienced her own birth pangs through the pain of infertility, societal judgment, and personal despair. But through her faithfulness, God brought forth Samuel, whose life became a beacon of hope and renewal for the story of Israel. Similarly, when we face trials, we are invited to trust that God is bringing forth something new and beautiful in God's perfect time. In conclusion, as we prepare for Advent, let us be reminded that waiting is sacred. Hannah's story, Samuel's significance, Mary's Magnificat, and Jesus' teaching all call us to remain faithful in times of uncertainty. When faced with struggles, criticisms, or the noise of the world, seek Jesus. Trust that his love is unconditional and that he is working in your life. Like Hannah, surrender your struggles to God, knowing that he can use them to bring about God's purpose and God's glory. Let us pray. Gracious God, thank you for the example of Hannah, Mary, and the faithful ones who have gone before us. Help us to trust in your promises, Remain steadfast in the face of challenges and listen to your voice from above. In Jesus' name, amen.